A WhatsApp from Ashford saying, not sure if you've been following the issue of the broken subsea fibre cable resulting in slow internet through some parts, if not most parts, of South Africa. Strangely enough, Ashford, I have. And I was in the bank doing my least favorite thing, which is standing in a bank queue this morning. And one of the bank staff was saying to one of the other customers in the queue that everything's terribly slow in the bank at the moment because of the slow internet. Jacob Oz is with Business Insider SA. And wow, I mean, Jay, good afternoon. I read a piece a little earlier today saying that the repair ship left harbor yesterday, but that's inaccurate. It's still to go.
Indeed, John, it has not left the port yet. What had happened yesterday was that it had moved from one quay to another from which the vessel was going to start loading equipment, which is then going to be finished estimated time, as far as we know, tomorrow evening, which is Wednesday, 6 p.m.-ish.
Sure. Is there a sense that they haven't been as urgent as they can getting the ship onto the open sea, or have they had to do what they've done in order to maintain safety standards?
Yeah, John, I think it's more of an issue of the weather being quite trying on the entire procedure. From what I understand, the vessel, which is the Leo Tevinen, is usually on a 24-hour standby, but due to the adverse wind conditions that we had over the last weekend, it severely delayed them being able to get the port authority to move across to this quay in order to load the equipment to get the ship out. Still, it's the latest estimate is that once it leaves the port, it's still going to take a good couple of days, roughly about 6 days, to reach the first of the breakages of the cables. To elaborate a little bit further, what we do know today from news which was released by OpenServe Telkom, who are the main managers in South Africa on the line, who are part of a conglomerate of the sea cables, is that we do know this repair ship is going to be repairing both of the faults. And we also know that they intend to repair the SAT-3 WASC line first, because they were the people who commissioned the line to be repaired first.
What Ashford asks is, I wish the internet traffic could be temporarily routed to the subsea cable on the eastern side, the Seacom cable. I know that some of the providers have purchased extra bandwidth from suppliers who do route through Seacom. Is that something that other providers should be doing more of to mitigate the experience that a lot of internet users are having?
It's certainly something that ISPs should be considering, John. A latest announcement also from OpenServe, which we received this afternoon, said that they themselves have actually purchased additional bandwidth from other international, from other sea cable lines, which had also helped to alleviate it. But the majority of the ISPs that have been affected have already been implementing backup plans as early as Monday. A number of them are back up in line. It seems like the most affected lines at the moment is probably going to be your Telkom lines, from what we've been reading. And for the most part, it seems to be that the backup plans are starting to trickle through, and we should be seeing some, if not most, of the South Africans being able to receive at least slightly faster internet.
Okay, but it's unlikely that we'll have what passes for normal internet speeds until these two cables have both been repaired.
Very well summarized. Yes, indeed. You're looking at probably at least 2 weeks in order for them to repair as well as get to the locations. We are continually looking and watching and keeping a close eye on the ship itself throughout the development to see when it does actually leave port, and we'll be keeping everyone updated.
Thanks very much, Jacob Oz of Business Insider South Africa.